Three Norwich buildings hit the headlines this week. The first was the Bethel Hospital, opposite the Theatre Royal, in a dilapidated state. Bethel Hospital is said to have been the first purpose-built asylum in England. Another building in a dreadful state is Howard House, just down the road from Chatterbox's King Street studio. We will hear about expected restorations of both buildings in a moment, and there will also be news of a brewery that has achieved top cat status. No, that was not a mistake. An explanation follows after we have heard about Bethel Hospital and Howard House.
It is one of Norwich's forgotten architectural gems, which blazed an important trail when it opened in the 18th century. Yet thousands of people passed the former Bethel Hospital, believed to be the first purpose-built asylum in the country, every day, without giving it a second glance. The march of time has not been kind to the decaying Grade II listed complex of buildings, which have been placed on Historic England's register of buildings at risk. Heritage experts say that the 19th century wing is in poor condition, needing substantial repairs, while part of the hospital's former boardroom is in need of structural reinforcement. But Norwich City Council is hoping a new drive will breathe new life into the site off Bethel Street after years of neglect. Council officers say substantial areas of the building have now fallen into disrepair after an extended period of neglect. The planning brief, part of a new local development scheme being put together at City Hall, will set out planning and design principles on what could be done at the site. Officers say that will help guide the future development of the site while securing its repair, reuse and regeneration.
Work to restore one of Norwich's most significant historic buildings will begin soon after years of neglect. The Grade II listed Howard House has stood empty for more than 25 years, and because its condition was deteriorating so badly, it was placed on Historic England's list of heritage at risk. When Orbit Homes bought the neighbouring St Anne's Wharf site in King Street, Howard House, believed to date to the late 16th or early 17th century, was part of the deal. After a quarter of a century of standing empty, the building is to get a new lease of life. Local building contractor W.S. Lusher & Son Limited has been appointed to carry out the restoration. The house will be converted into an office. Orbit's £70 million project for what it calls St Anne's Quarter could see 437 apartments constructed on St Anne's Wharf, the site of the former Norwich Brewery and once the garden of Howard House. Maggie McCann, Development Director at Orbit Homes, said, "The historical significance of this site makes it an incredibly exciting development for Orbit Homes. The development sites in medieval history, when it was the Austin Friars Priory, was revealed during an archaeological excavation conducted last summer. Archaeologists at the dig uncovered treasure and skeletons dating back to the 14th century.
It was once the Fat Cat's Kitten, but Norwich's Fat Cat Brewery Tap, set up as an offshoot of the popular West End Street pub, has now graduated to Top Cat. The Lawson Road pub has outshone its parents in this year's Pub of the Year competition, beating it into second place. The Brewery Tap has been voted the city's best pub for 2016 by the Norwich and Norfolk branch of CAMRA, Campaign for Real Ale, as well as the branch's overall Pub of the Year. It is the first time the Brewery Tap has won the honour. The original Fat Cat, which came second in the city category this year, has won the accolade four times. Judges said the Brewery Tap showed how a back street local could shine, with a huge range of real ales, ciders, foreign and craft keg beers, plus regular live bands, an annual beer festival, and superb cheese boards. Landlords Mark White and Laura Headley White raised a toast to the victory. "Laura and I are so proud," said Mr. White. "Not only have we got amazing staff that run the pub as their own, but also brilliant customers that have supported us through the last 5 years. Our aim has always been simple: seek out the best and most innovative beers and the UK has to offer, then serve them in the most fun environment we can create. The Brewery Tap is now one of the 3 Fat Cat pubs in the city, together with the Fat Cat and Canary in Thorpe Road. Third place in this year's contest was the King's Head in Magdalen Street. The Brewery Tap now goes into a head-to-head with the West Norfolk branch's winner, the King's Arms in Sheldon, which also won the top accolade for the first time this year. It may also face Mid Anglia's winner, if that is a pub in South Norfolk, with the victor progressing to the regional level of the competition. The 2016 Rural Pub of the Year was won by the first time by the White Horse Inn in Neatshead. Ian Stamp, pub's officer for Cameras Norfolk and Norwich branch, said, "It is great to have 2 first-time winners of our Pub of the Year competition, and both are cracking pubs."